Amen. I think next time we sing, David's going to speak. That gets rough on the voice. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. I promise I probably will not be very long tonight, but I've got a thought that I have, Preacher Thad's going to know what I'm talking about. David's going to know what I'm talking about. Preacher Trevor's going to know what I'm talking about. I've had this thought in my Bible, Mickey, for years. And when I say years, I mean years. I've never preached it, but I've had it in this Bible. A good thought. The Lord said, now it's time. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done today. God, thank you for your blessings and for what you've done tonight. Lord, I thank you for just, Lord, showing up tonight, God, and just proving to us once again, Lord, that you're on the throne. And, Lord, we love you. We thank you for all you do. Help us right now over the next few minutes, God, to be able to expound on this just a little bit. God, encourage somebody. Help us right now. And whatever, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Wisdom, it's talking about wisdom here. If you study the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs is a wisdom book. It goes into a lot about wisdom. Now, what are some of the things, and I got to think about the seven pillars there, the seven pillars that our foundation, our faith is based on. Wisdom. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So those that say there is a God, guess what? That's wisdom. But I just want to point out seven quick things tonight as far as that builds our faith. It's what our faith is built on. It's what our doctrine is built on. It's what this church is built on. Amen? Number one, the deity of Christ. Jesus was God. Jesus is God, and Jesus always will be God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. There was never a time that Jesus was not God. He did not step aside of being God when he came and took on the flesh. He did not step aside being God when he hung on the cross. He did not step aside being God when he was a baby in a manger. When he was a baby in a manger, he was fully 100% God. The deity of Christ. I mean, you know, we got some what we call denominations how would you say it? So-called denominations that believe that Jesus was not God. We have some in our kind of denominations, in Independent Baptists, in Free Will Baptists, in Southern Baptists, in Holiness. We got some that runs in those circles that say that when Jesus Christ walked among us, that he was not 100% God. Well, I beg to differ with you, amen. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ was God. Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus Christ will always be God. When he met Joshua before the battle of Jericho, he was God. Amen. When he came and was laid in that manger, he was God. When he was on that cross, he was God. And when he ascended up into heaven, he was God. And he's God right now seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Anybody ask you what the preacher believes about Jesus, you tell him he believes Jesus was God. Amen. The deity of Christ. Also, we believe on the incarnation of Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. Now, I kind of got into a little bit of a discussion with my wife, and we really didn't have a whole lot of time to discuss this on the way to church. But understand something. When the Word was made flesh, I thought about this, Mike. That's the only time, Brother Donald Boone, that somebody could look on the glory of God and live. In the Old Testament, we know anybody that would look on the glory of God died. So when Jesus Christ was made flesh, understand something. I believe it was Larry King one time. Somebody asked Larry King, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? And he said, this is what he said. He said, I would ask, and Larry King, I think, was a devout Jew. He said, I would ask God, do you have a son? And I'll tell you right now, yes, he does. Amen. And his son was made flesh. You understand something. If we're going to believe the deity of Christ, then we've got to believe that Jesus Christ, God himself, left the portals of glory, came down and was robed in flesh and bones, just like you and I are robed in flesh and bones. And he walked among us. He walked west. He walked among us. I'll never forget when we went to the first time we ever went to the Holy Land. We was coming down off the Mount of the Beatitudes, I believe it was, and somebody was laughing at my wife. My wife was walking back and forth on that hill, David, coming forth, back down that hill, back and forth. She was doing about 50 yards apiece. Somebody said, what in the world are you doing? She said, I know at some point in time, I'm going to put my foot where Jesus put his foot, glory. Hey, because he walked on this earth.
Amen.
Understand that. There are many times in the Old Testament that we see the pre-incarnate Christ. When Jesus Christ would come, like I said, he met with Joshua before the battle of Jericho. I still believe, and it's my opinion, Gavin, that the three Hebrew children, when they went in the fire, it was not a son of God, it was the son of God. Now I'm telling you right now, hey, if you're in the fire, Jesus is in the fire. The incarnation of Christ. But we also believe in the purity of Christ. The Bible tells us this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, said he did no sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus Christ was sinless. Amen. That was a debate. There was a debate in some of our theological circles several years ago about the deity of Christ and was Christ's blood holy? But the Bible says, for the shedding of blood, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Understand? I believe everything about him was holy. I believe his hair was holy. I believe his spit was holy. Glory to God. He spit on the ground and made some clay and healed somebody's eyes. Amen. He was holy. He was pure. He did no sin. Hollywood will make you think different. Hollywood will make you think that Jesus lusted. And Hollywood will make you think that Jesus had impure thoughts. In some of the circles you run in, some of these people think that Jesus made fermented wine. I beg to differ with you. I like what Preacher Jack Lasseter said. If Jesus made it, drink all you want to. Amen. For something to have fermented in it, it's got to die. And I'm telling you right now, a holy God that lived pure and lived sinless would not do that. He was pure and he was sinless. We believe in the death of Christ. Amen. Without a shadow of a doubt. He didn't pass out. He didn't go into a coma, Brother Johnny. He died. The Bible tells us, Wes, that soldier pierced his heart and that saccharine heart, all the blood and the water came out. And that is a sign of somebody that has died. You understand something. When Jesus was on the cross, he was killed for your sin and my sin. He was not killed for his sin. He had no sin. He did not carry his cross up there. He carried your cross up there. And the Bible says that a condemned man had to carry the cross. I believe that with all my heart. That is why, just like we depict in our Easter place, when Jesus was carrying that cross, the Bible says that he stumbled and they got somebody else to carry the cross, Brother David, up Calvary's hill, because Jesus was not guilty. Amen. Hey, Simon represents you and Simon represents me. We were guilty. He took our sin. And he died on that cross. Understand something. He died the most horrible death anybody that's ever lived died. He was beaten with the cat of nine tails. He was beaten to a bloody pulp. He was spit on. He was... I've said this before. When Jesus hung on that cross, he had no clothes on. They stripped him, shamed him before the whole world for your sin and my sin. And he bore it willingly. He left heaven with one purpose and one purpose only. That was to die for West Street. He left heaven for one purpose and one purpose only. He was going to be beaten for Johnny Hughes. He was going to be shamed naked for Jackie. He was going to be killed and died for my sin and your sin. And he died on that cross. But another foundation, another pillar that we believe in is the resurrection. Amen. He was laid in a borrowed tomb, glory to God, because he wasn't going to need it very long. Amen. He was laid in a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to be there. The Bible says that he died. They came and they took his body off the cross. They went into a borrowed tomb, Joseph of Arimathea, and they put that body inside that tomb, and they wrapped him in the grave clothes, and they put the spices on it. They rolled a stone in front of the door. It was over. Just like I preached this morning about Lazarus, it was over. It was done. They knew he was dead. Hey, why in the world would you go get 16 elite Roman soldiers to guard the tomb of a dead man? I'm telling you right now, hey, glory to God. They go to Pilate. They said, Pilate, we think that somebody's going to come and try to take the body. They put a seal on. Why do you put a seal on a grave, glory to God? But I'm telling you right now, on the third day, amen, God sent one angel. Hey, he kicked the stone out of the way. The soldiers fell as dead men. Jesus Christ got up and walked out. We believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We believe in the resurrection. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Amen. Not only do we believe in the resurrection, we believe in the ascension of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1 that this same Jesus that they saw, Wes, ascending up, this same Jesus is coming back. Amen. He ascended. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. When you see somebody come down to this altar, they are not praying to the altar. They are not praying to the preacher. They are praying to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He turns to the Father and says, David's got a need. And the Father dispatches angels to take care of David's need, take care of Gavin's need, to take care of Benji's needs. He takes care of, hey, that's why Jesus left here. Amen. But he said, if I don't go, I can't send you back a comforter. Thank God for the ascension, Kevin. Because when he left, he sent somebody back. And that's the one that lives in our heart. Amen. The last pillar that we believe in is that Jesus Christ is coming back. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. This same Jesus is going to come back and get me. I like that Phillips family song. Amen. He ain't going to send Moses. Moses ain't good enough. He ain't going to send Abraham. Abraham ain't good enough. He ain't sending Peter. He ain't sending John. He ain't sending John the Baptist. Amen. Because ain't none of them good enough. Hey, he said he loved me so much. If he's going to die on a cross for all my sin, he's going to take his precious blood and cover my sin. He's going to take that precious blood and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm telling you right now, he ain't going to chance that. He's coming back to get me himself. Seven pillars that we believe in. And I'm telling you right now, if you have any questions about anything I preached tonight, I wonder about your salvation. I'm telling you, folks, what you've heard me preach tonight from this pulpit is the foundation of Christianity. Now, I could go into a whole lot of other stuff. I could go into the virgin birth. I believe it all, glory to God. I believe that Mary was as pure as the driven snow, amen. I believe with all my heart that the Holy Ghost came down and the Holy Ghost touched her. And I believe what she conceived of the Holy Ghost. I believe that Jesus Christ was pure from birth right on to now. I could go into a lot of different things. But I'm telling you, folks, if we'll nail these things down tonight that I've preached, your Christian walk will be a whole lot easier. Amen. There's some things, let me tell you something. There's some things, if I preach this same message, I couldn't, Brother David, preach this message in every Free Will Baptist church. Preacher Thad knows what I'm talking about. There's some churches, Brother Robert, they don't want to hear this kind of stuff. That's some of that same church that don't believe in the King James Bible too. I done told y'all I'm old-fashioned. I ain't changing. I'm just telling you, I ain't changing. If you're expecting to change, you might as well go somewhere else because I ain't changing. And what I preach to you tonight, my mind's made up. Amen. My mind is made up. Amen.